A reading from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care.
Dear Lord, we acknowledge that you are the rock of our salvation. You are the firm foundation on which we must build our lives, each individually, but more so collectively and in community. So we come before you with thanksgiving and extol you with music and song in our hearts. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours, and everything we have is a gift from you. Now, at the end of another day that you have given us, we bow down in worship. You are the good shepherd, and we are the people of your pasture, and we are safe under your care. We pray that we shall not wander from your presence, but ever stay with you under your watchful, caring and loving eye. Together with one another and together with you, although we are each in our own home, we form the body of Christ. Together, though apart, we are your living temple. You are precious to us, just as we are precious to you. We pray that you will hold your flock together and hold every one of us in the palm of your hand. Comfort, we pray, all who are in distress, all those who are sick, whether in body or mind, all who mourn, and all who are anxious for themselves or loved ones. Tonight we pray for your faithful servant George, our beloved pastor. Grant him, we pray, all the rest, relaxation and freedom from anxieties that he will need to be restored to full health. We end our prayers this evening by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.